No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on the 16th day of September 2021. I'm David Brown. This summer's almost certain to go down in Texas history for a number of reasons. I bet you can think of a few of those right off the top of your head. But few events in Texas over these past couple of months have drawn the sort of national attention that the Capitol walkout did. You'll recall that at the end of the regular legislative session and continuing into the first and much of the second special sessions, Democrats in the Texas House brought proceedings to a standstill when they left the Texas Capitol for the U.S. Capitol. They were frustrated by a GOP measure to further restrict electoral laws, a move many Democrats said would further disenfranchise Texans of color and others already marginalized by the voting laws. Texas lawmakers decamped to Washington, D.C. to deny the Texas legislature a quorum and lobby Congress for federal laws that would effectively override the voting measures Texas Republicans were trying to and ultimately did get passed. Well, those measures may now be law in the Lone Star State, but that likely is not the final word on the matter. Beyond court challenges, members of Congress are now getting involved with what's called the Freedom to Vote Act. And what's happened in Texas this summer has been a major factor in shaping these proposed changes to federal law. So writes Ben Werman of the Houston Chronicle. Ben, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us what this act would actually do. What are the highlights?
Sure. It would make Election Day a national holiday. It would create a right to vote by mail in federal elections. And it would spell out that governments cannot diminish the ability to vote, among a whole lot of other things, including stuff meant to prevent gerrymandering and to require new disclosures for dark money groups.
You write that the Texas voting measure actually influenced many of these provisions. Say more.
Well, yeah, this is basically a slimmed down version of legislation that Democrats have been pushing, all year. And I think when Texas Democrats came up to D.C. over the summer, it really did kind of help light a fire on that effort. But yeah, I mean, it does have some elements that also seem like kind of a direct response to some of the things that are in the new voting bill, new voting law there in Texas. You know, that law did a lot to restrict voting by mail. This would basically make it harder for states to do that and would give everyone a right to vote by mail. It would also limit what partisan poll watchers can do and set an 8-foot buffer zone between them and voters, which the new law in Texas gave partisan poll watchers a lot more freedom in what they're able to do.
I just want to be clear about something, because I know that you mentioned that this sort of had a galvanizing effect in Washington, the Texas walkout. And we had heard at the time that there were a lot of Texas lawmakers knocking on the doors of members of Congress trying to get them behind federal changes. Do you see these provisions a direct result of Texas Democrats' time spent in D.C.?
I don't know that the provisions are, because this was something that Democrats in D.C. were already pushing. Texas is not the only state that is passing these types of voting laws. And so Democrats in D.C. have, you know, seen this as a national priority. But I think the state lawmakers coming up here and spending a month lobbying definitely helped keep this kind of front of mind for people in D.C. Who are also focused on other major legislative pushes like the infrastructure bill and a spending bill that Democrats are trying to get through. So I think it helped kind of keep it, at the forefront for Democrats.
Tell us how this squares with another bit of legislation. You probably are aware of this, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. What's the difference between that and this new provision we're talking about?
So, yeah, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act has one really major provision in it that Texas Democrats want to see passed, and that's it would bring back preclearance, which basically requires states with a history of discrimination to get federal approval for voting changes or voting law changes. And that element is not included in this. Democrats have basically been pushing two separate major voting bills, and this is a version of the other one that includes, it's basically a new federal election code. It sets up the rules on how elections can be run. And the other basically would require more oversight from the federal government of what states are doing.
But this is a pretty ambitious bill. I mean, there are restrictions on gerrymandering, a national election day holiday. What are the prospects for this actually making it through Congress?
So far, Republicans have remained unanimously opposed to all of Democrats voting legislation in D.C., and it doesn't seem like this new, you know, slimmed down version is gaining any Republican support so far, at least. Senator Joe Manchin, moderate from West Virginia, has said that he's meeting with Republicans to try to get them on board. But yeah, so far, none have. And they've already, Republicans in the Senate have already blocked past attempts to pass not this bill, but similar legislation.
We've been talking with Ben Wermund. He's D.C. reporter for the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to his latest at TexasStandard.org. Ben, thanks again.
Thank you.